96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drama on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When it comes to family relations, what is normal for yours? Family trips, family jokes, family gatherings. Well, for my next guest, domestic violence was normal for her family for generations. And tonight, she is speaking out and sharing her story. Darlene Green is the executive director of the Ina Mae Green Foundation for My Sisters. She is also author of the book Blood Relatives. Also here in studio, Mandro Burks, domestic violence advocate and host of The Silent Storm, the HUR Voices Domestic Violence Program. Lines are open. You can give us a call if you have a question or comment about this very critical and sensitive issue as we discuss it tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Darlene, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Always a pleasure to see you.
My pleasure, man.
This is kind of strange for a lot of people who are not really familiar with generational domestic violence. Briefly, tell me the story. You've lost several relatives. And when I say lost, not disappeared, but lost to death.
Yes.
Through domestic violence. What happened?
Well, I lost my aunt, my mother's sister, my sister, and my first cousin to relationship violence. And we didn't understand what was happening to us. My grandmother and my great aunts used to say our family was cursed, mm-hmm. that the women in our family would not have healthy relationships with men because we were cursed. And even as a little girl, that didn't sound right to me. So I'm thinking, no, they're not talking about me. But because that is what I grew up seeing, that's what I understood a relationship to be. So if there wasn't any drama in the relationship, it didn't feel normal. Because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody has an Aunt Sue and Uncle George who gets drunk and fight at the family reunion. Aunt Sue is fighting. She's throwing things at Uncle George. The family's breaking them up. And then the next time you see them, they're holding hands. And they're in love again. So relationships are violent and relationships are busy. And that's what I grew up believing. Until my sister's murder, even though my aunt and my cousin were devastating for me, the way my sister was taken from, she was brutally beaten by the father of her two young sons in front of her four children on her birthday. Mm-hmm. She went out for her birthday. He thought she stayed out too late. When she got home, he started a fight with her. She'd already decided to leave him. And that's the other thing these women had in common besides being blood relatives. They were leaving the men that murdered them. Leaving is the most critical time for a woman because it takes a lot of preparation. But if you don't know that, you can't do that. So we didn't know how to help her as a family. All we could say to her was, you don't have to take that. You need to just leave him. So we're thinking she's an adult. She knows what she's doing. When she's tired, she'll leave.
Staying in your lane, that's what you were doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
she's a grown-up. But what we didn't understand is that my sister needed help to leave. She needed help from her job. She needed help from her church. She needed help from her neighbors. What we call a safety plan. We needed to do a blueprint for her to leave him in a safe way. So when my sister died, it really knocked me back. And I had to understand, why is this happening, continuing to happen in my family? And not long after that, I got into an abusive marriage. This is the first time I've been in a physical abusive marriage. But as I began to understand this process, I've been in abusive relationships all my life.
How old were you when you were in your abusive marriage?
I was 40. I just turned 40.
So you were grown. I mean, you were not a kid.
Grown, career mm-hmm. woman, college educated, thought I was smart. Like my grandmother said, I had a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand my role and his role in the relationship. Now, that sounds very textbook, but what I mean is there are boundaries in relationships. I didn't understand what they were. Mm-hmm. So yelling at me, throwing things, when I say, honey, could you put your cup in the sink, throwing it at me, and putting it in the sink or not, you know, those are different things.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, okay, he's tripping. I'm going to put the cup in the sink myself.
Yeah. I'm talking to Darlene Green about generational domestic violence. She is the executive director of the Ina Mae Green Foundation for My Sisters and the author of the book Blood Relatives. We're talking about domestic violence. Also in studio, Mandrell Burks, domestic violence advocate and, of course, host of The Silent Storm. Phone number, if you want to talk about this, if you have a question or a comment about generational domestic violence, if it has been a part of your life, a part of your family's life for generations, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. And, of course, by the way, we do have and will continue to share with you throughout the course of this program the National Domestic Violence Hotline, which is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Before I have Darlene continue, Mandrell, I do want to briefly bring you in. When you hear about the way that this is impacting or has impacted the women in Darlene's family, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
When you witness domestic violence as a child, you end up emulating that behavior at being a victim or an abuser. And when you don't have that definition of what domestic abuse is, you'll just live in that relationship. And just as she said, when he hit her, it didn't click for her because when he hits me, that means he loves me. And so someone comes to her and explains, no, that's physical abuse. No, that's social abuse. No, that's psychological abuse. No, that's emotional abuse. And Harold, what we have to understand is 4 million women, that's the number of amount of women in the United States who have experienced physical violence by intimate partner every year, over 4 million. And there's so many people who are just living in silence. And domestic violence is so prevalent now that it's the new normal. I mean, we have rappers rapping about rape.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, people are saying something about it, but someone should have shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have games that are emulating how to violate women, and it's just demeaning, and no one is really stepping up to say, hey, this is wrong. It's almost just becoming accepted, and this is something that we should just become, you know, just let it go.
Yeah. Let me go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Michelle, calling from D.C., thanks for calling. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, I grew up in a domestic violence environment, and I could never understand how there were 2 girls and 2 boys. My brothers never did anything to women that remotely reminded me anything of my father, but my sister would get in an abusive relationship, and I could never understand how she could, you know, draw those type of people to her. And after what she has witnessed with my mom and my grandmother, and I never did that. So can you explain the mentality of an individual who would like actually go and search out abusive relationships to feel love?
Well, it's not conscious. She's not consciously looking for someone who's going to hurt her. It is just her comfort zone. That's what she's used to. Now, I've seen children who will either decide, I witnessed this as a child, I'm not going to live that life. I'm not going to beat my children. I'm not going to be in a relationship where a man hits me. Or we've already taught the sons, this is how you are in relationships. And we've taught our daughters how to be victims. But it's not a conscious choice of hers to say the next man I meet is going to be tall, dark, handsome, and mean. That's not what we do. It's an unconscious, I'm not going to say we're drawn to bad boys, but we are trying to be different. She wants to show you and the rest of your family that I'm going to fix him. He may be mean, but I'm going to change him because I can do that. Right. But she can't. You can't change anyone, you know.
And don't try to condemn her. You know, be a support line for her. And don't try to, you know, try to just be there for her with all the proper information. So when she decides to leave, you're there for her so she can move out.
We need to take a break. But before we do, I want to remind our listeners that Darlene Green and others will be participating in a panel on domestic violence at Ubiquitous 2015. Of course, that's going to be at the Walter Washington Convention Center, August 22nd and 23rd. Information on WHUR.com. That's on Sunday. It's on Sunday, but you can find the information on WHUR.com. We will be talking about this coming up in just a bit. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about generational domestic violence and breaking the cycle. Darlene Green is here in studio. She is the executive director of the Ina Mae Green Foundation for My Sisters and author of the book Blood Relatives. She, of course, will also be at Ubiquitous 2015. That's coming up this weekend, August 22nd and 23rd at the Walter Washington Convention Center. You can find all of that information on WHUR.com. She will be sitting on a panel on Sunday about domestic violence. It's not just about hair. It's also about health inside and outside. Wanted to share that with you. Also, of course, Mandrell Burks, domestic violence advocate and host of The Silent Storm, here with us. And let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dawn calling from Odenton. Dawn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold, and hi to your guest.
Hey, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a retired police officer, so I called this, you know, firsthand. You know, domestic violence, but what caused me to go into being a police officer, it was, like she said, it was something that was prevalent in my home as well. It wasn't between, like, my mother and father, but it was, you know, her sisters and brothers. And then, you know, you had that uncle that was always beating on his wife, and I was like, I am not going to do that. And my sister, who... she ended up going into, you know, the abusive relationship. She didn't let me know because she know something terrible probably would have come out of that, mm-hmm. you know. And because, but we did witness, you know, my mom and her boyfriend fighting each other like every weekend. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, that will not be my plight. That
yeah.
will not.
Okay.
And it did not become my plight.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Let me ask you about this, Darlene. You said you were in an abusive marriage. What was the straw that broke the camel's back?
My children.
Okay.
I was actually raising Ina Mae's youngest daughter. Now, here she was witnessing her second primary caregiver being abused. So when my son told the minister of our church that he was going to kill my husband in his sleep, I knew I had to make a change because his life would have been over. Because I couldn't make a decision. Now, we know that, well, the statistics have changed. 20 young boys who are in prison, 15 to 24, in there for killing the man who abused their mother. So I didn't know then how real this could have been.
Well, hold that point, because I want to hear that in its entirety, but I do have to take yet another break. So if you're on the phone, Nancy, calling from Columbia, Taylor, calling from D.C., please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we are still taking calls about this very important issue, generational domestic violence, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.